Across the country, states with budget problems are scaling back one of their biggest expenses, Medicaid. And at the federal level, there's talk of Medicare cuts. The reductions have affected nursing homes. Mark Parkinson, president of the American Healthcare Association, says on average, nursing homes are losing $20 a day per patient.
That's very significant because 63% of people that are in nursing homes across the country have their stays paid for by Medicaid.
According to the association's report, Wisconsin nursing homes have the second worst reimbursement rate behind New York. They receive only 79% of costs. Thomas Moore directs the Wisconsin Healthcare Association. He says nursing homes are shifting costs to private payers and cutting back.
They're postponing much needed renovation, in some cases rebuilding of facilities. They're having to relook at staffing and wage and fringe benefits for their employees who every day go to work to try to improve the lives of the residents we serve.
Moore says nursing home revenues were bolstered by federal stimulus funds during the recession, but that money ended as of July. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.